is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Here's Allen slipping out of a sack. Looking way down the field. There's a man who's got a step. And it's caught! It's caught all the way inside the 10-yard line. And fighting all the way down to the 5 is Keon Coleman. And it's Allen easily going in, hopping home for the touchdown. Allen, look at this throw. Oh. Touchdown! Can you believe it? A chest pass.
We'll get to the Bills. Feels like they're on a collision course with the Chiefs in the AFC. Is it Buffalo's year? Mahomes is injured. On top of that, you're a Patriots fan. You have rooting interests. Let's say it's the Chiefs and the Bills. Who do you even want in that situation? Who are you even rooting for in that situation? We can get into it here, hour number two. On Jones and Keefe, busy Tuesday. We got double tiers today. We'll tier off NFL teams at 12:20-ish. Coming up about 20 minutes from now, we're going to tier off Christmas movies. Keefe is vigorously...
Yeah, I'm pouring through what
pairing,
we got.
Paring down a massive list of Christmas. We couldn't possibly do the 105 or whatever we have.
And we're also using it based off the tier maker so we can have the visual of it. So there are definitely a few that I would like to include that aren't on there, but I do think we have a pretty good sample.
Okay,
I think we're going to be happy with it.
And of course, you know there's going to be somebody who's like, you forgot this one.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, that's part of the game.
Well, you know, lists are for discussion, good and bad. So we'll do that coming up again later on this hour. We have Tom Curran, Tommy Tuesday at high noon, Kiefer Madness at 12:45, and at the Angelo's Tuesday. So busy, busy around these parts. Talking a lot about, oh, the head coach, will he be back? Why would you keep him? Like, I still need a good reason to keep Jerod Mayo. You used to hear the team was playing hard for him.
Yeah.
I don't think they are. I mean, certainly coaches deserve a second year. That has nothing to do with Mayo. His relationship with Kraft. Kraft doesn't want to embarrass himself. That's really more about Kraft than Mayo. What are the reasons to keep him around? We talked about Alex Van Pelt and his future. Some Patriots team needs as well in the first hour. Let's knock out some phone calls before we get into the AFC race, rooting interest, and just is this the Bills' year, which I find interesting because Buffalo's been knocking on the door for a while, and they look good. James is in Tiverton. Go ahead, James.
Hey, how you doing, guys? How about this?
Right.
Get Vrabel and Daboll, and then I have another question for you for fantasy.
Okay.
I'm playing this week to get into my football Super Bowl.
Right.
Do I go with Stroud, or do I go with Winston?
Oh, man. You might have to go with Stroud. Is Winston even starting? Winston just got benched.
It might be Zappy.
It might be the Zapster.
Yeah, so,
I'd probably go with Stroud. I don't love the matchup, though.
Okay, I'm a Stroud guy in fantasy, though.
Yeah, that's tough.
Not good. Hang on, let me give you the matchups.
Stroud's got the Chiefs, right? I think it's Chiefs-Texans on Saturday.
You are correct.
Yeah, so Mahomes probably won't play.
A bad matchup. I think
Chiefs defense has been good.
I think I would say if Winston... Oh, yeah, Winston's playing Cincinnati. I think if Winston's playing, you got to make sure he's
plays,
playing.
Yeah.
It's him. Vrabel and Daboll, you like that combo?
You know what? As much as I want to go away from Belichick guys or like start anew, if you're going to have guys... Like, if Kraft wants people that he's familiar with, that's probably the best you could do. I think Brian Daboll is a good offensive coordinator. I think the Giants are a disaster. They have that horrible quarterback. They paid Daniel Jones and not Saquon Barkley. So like, what chance does Brian Daboll really have there? He got Daniel Jones to the playoffs one year.
Yeah.
So I think Brian Daboll is a good offensive coordinator. So that I would be happy with.
Vrabel and McDaniels or Vrabel and Daboll?
Daboll.
I still don't love McDaniels. I know he got a lot out of Mac his rookie year.
Yeah.
But it was still just Mac Jones, and it was still like a fine rookie year. Daboll got a ton out of Josh Allen.
McDaniels also feels like, I know a lot of people have made that suggestion, he feels like a Bill guy, and not necessarily follow him to North Carolina, but I'm not going to work for Kraft and Mayo.
Daboll is on the Bill, similar to Vrabel.
He is, but different.
But he's been successful elsewhere.
But he also, we compare Drake May to Josh Allen a lot, and Brian Daboll was in Buffalo when Josh Allen got unlocked.
Yeah.
So I think he might be as good as anybody to get Drake May to the next level.
And again, like, Josh Allen was supremely talented. I say this a lot about Drake May right now. How much is Van Pelt really getting out of Drake May, and how much is Drake May just really good? And anybody would get a lot out of Drake May because he's really talented and really good. I kind of feel that way with Daboll in Buffalo, but give him some credit for the development there and Josh Allen taking a massive leap with him. He might have done it anyway, but he did it under Dayball's watch, so fine. At least those guys are independently successful.
Right.
And I just, I wouldn't love going back to McDaniels. McDaniels has walked out of jobs for, what, and left teams in the lurch. And I wouldn't want to go back to him. And I agree. He feels like a Bill guy. So why don't you go coach with Bill at North Carolina?
Yeah, maybe he will. Who knows?
I have no real interest in McDaniels here. But McDaniels or Van Pelt, I would say McDaniels greater than Van Pelt, if I'm being fair.
Yep.
Jay's in Rhode Island. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First, I think Mayo definitely needs to go. It's become a discipline thing with this team. So many penalties on the line. It says that shows a lack of discipline. You could be an inferior team, but if you play clean football, you'll be in the game. And he doesn't do that. So he needs to go. Well, I think we should go for, and this is somewhat personal, is Liam Cohen. You know, he's a local boy. He played around here, played at UMass. His family is coaches. He's doing a great job. He's a quarterback, did a lot of quarterback work. Remember when Baker Mayfield flew out to the Rams and won that game? Well, Liam was on the airplane the whole time with them, coaching them up, getting them ready. And that's one of the big reasons why Tampa took him, too, is because Baker loves him, because they work well together. He knows quarterbacks, and I think we need to get him in our organization, whether it's a coaching job right now.
Oh, you're not getting him as a coordinator anymore. That was last year.
Right.
And no,
that's not bad.
If you're not going to go with a Vrabel, Flores, retread type to bring in a guy who is, you know, has done it before and you know is at least ready for the demands of a head coaching job, and you don't want a first-timer, I think Ben Johnson's the home run. Liam Cohen would be my next choice. And not just on offense, but just for a first-time head coach, he'd be my next choice beyond even Aaron Glenn or some of these other names. I like Liam Cohen quite a bit.
Local guy? You know,
so he played at UMass. He's
from Rhode Island.
So I didn't know that.
He went to LaSalle Academy in Providence, and he was the Rhode Island Gatorade Player of the Year. He's 39, and then he was at UMass from 04 to 08, and he was roommates with Victor Cruz.
How about that?
Bring him in on the staff. Why not? So he has been.
You could ask Liam Cohen about the Wienerama, I'm sure. Many strong
Liam Cohen, I think definitely.
He's like, oh yeah, number three, all the way.
Can you imagine if he was the head coach of the Patriots and you had Joe Mazzulla from Rhode Island as the head coach of the Celtics and Liam Cohen for the Patriots?
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
Fire Cora and bring in Baldelli. So really have a triumvirate.
He's been in the NFL. So he got into coaching right away and he was coaching at the college level. And then he's been in the pros since 18. So he was with the Rams 18, 19, 20. Mm-hmm. A.K.A. Sean McVay. And then he went to college, Kentucky, for 2021. Then he came back with the Rams in 22. Then went back to Kentucky in 23. And then now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Cheeseburger Club.
Yep. Is he a head coach at Kentucky or just an O.C.?
No. He was offensive coordinator and quarterback coach.
Okay. That's it. Okay. Yeah. I thought maybe he had a year in there where he was ahead. So he has no head coaching experience.
Well, he popped off and he was the O.C. for the Rams in 22. And then got pulled right back to college. Kind of an interesting little back and forth there, but... Regardless.
And I like
he'll be one of the top candidates.
I like Tampa this year, too. And so, you know, I said last year I liked some of what Canales did with Baker Mayfield. He's kind of kept that on the tracks. And when Godwin was healthy, the offense looked even better this year. So I like that name. I don't really care about the local connection, but whatever. That's a nice little thing. 617-779-7937. Bills win again, Keith. We'll get to our tiers coming up. They feel like they're on a collision course with Kansas City. Mahomes, I think, is going to miss this week. If he misses this week, I think he'll probably miss Christmas Day as well. It's a high ankle sprain. You're usually talking about 3 weeks if you're going to miss time. So I give Mahomes a lot of credit for trying to play through it, but it probably wouldn't be smart to play through it. The Bills, if Mahomes is out, have a chance of catching Kansas City. Is this Buffalo's year, Keith? And... you know, as a sidebar topic, who are you even rooting for if it's the Bills and Chiefs again in an AFC title game?
I mean, if it's Bills-Chiefs, you have to root for the Bills, don't you? I like Josh Allen. Josh Allen's a super easy guy to root for. He's fun to watch. And it's just not the Chiefs. I know it's a division team for the Patriots, but of all the division teams, I have the least amount of ill will towards the Bills. They haven't won anything.
Yeah.
You know, compared to the Jets, certainly, even compared to the Dolphins.
Jets would be the biggest rival. Dolphins, to me, would be close. But, yeah, you're right. The Bills are, for most of our lifetimes, harmless.
Yeah, they're no more for their fans smashing through tables. And, you know, when we were kids, losing all the Super Bowls in a row, and then that's been kind of it. Now this Josh Allen kind of resurgence. So this is year 7 for Josh Allen. Like, all of a sudden, it's like he still feels kind of like a young quarterback. And he's been this MVP favorite. Hasn't won it yet, but this is his year. He's going to win the MVP. He's had the best regular season.
Yeah, the irony is he probably deserved it more last year when Lamar won, and now you can make a case Lamar deserves it more than him this year, but it's an absolute make-good. He's going to win MVP because he got screwed out of one last year.
Yeah, he's been knocking on the door. I mean, back in 2020, he was the runner-up, and then he finished third in 2022. Last year, he finished fifth. So, I mean, he's probably going to win it this year, and the fact that they beat Detroit and Kansas City in the regular season. Like, I know they have
and both comfortably. Three losses. Again, but, if you watch those games, they won both those games pretty comfortably. Yeah. And Josh Allen made maybe the play of the year in the touchdown run against Kansas City, and he was a monster in this game last week against Detroit.
Yeah, it feels like it's their year. I mean, the last couple of years, really, with the Kansas City, they didn't look unbeatable, and yet you get into a playoff game, and you're like, are you going to bet against Patrick Mahomes?
Right.
Like, that's kind of on you. And so that's what it still comes down to, because you watch the Chiefs play. They haven't scored over 30 points in a game yet this year. They win a lot of these close, ugly games. Mahomes isn't lighting it up. He had that stretch where he didn't even have a passing touchdown for like 3 weeks or whatever it was, maybe more. But their defense is good. Kelce seems like he can still come up with a big catch here or there. Not that he's putting up crazy numbers. But, man, you do feel like if it's not the Bills' year, then I don't know when it's going to be. The Lions, I felt the same way about the Lions, but they have so many injuries. I think they might still be there, but they're not anywhere near full strength. Now, maybe Hutchinson comes back for the Super Bowl, but, like, I don't know. What are you going to get out of them
there? They just lost Montgomery.
Montgomery's out,
a big loss. I mean, they should be able to get by with Gibbs, too. But, yeah, their defense is super banged up.
So this feels like it should be the Bills' year, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is it too cheap to say, tell me where the game is? If the game's at Arrowhead,
it's in New Orleans.
I'm taking the Chiefs. If the game's in Buffalo,
take the home team?
Well, I think so. I mean, I know Buffalo never beats them in the playoffs.
Right. I was going to say, basically what you've had to look at is not where the game is, but what time of the year it is.
This is what the Bills do. Yeah. The Bills beat the Chiefs in regular season games, lose in the playoffs. That's what they do year in and year out. This does feel different. I think I would still take Mahomes at home at Arrowhead. Maybe it's hard to pick against the Chiefs, Keith, no matter what, if I see them rolling a little bit in the playoffs. But it's an AFC title game in Buffalo. I think sitting here today, I would take Josh Allen and the Bills. And it does feel like there is an element where that team is rolling. And you look at it, it's not Stephon Diggs. There's not like an alpha guy on the team.
No.
But they do have a lot of talent. Like, they have three pretty good running backs. They have two pretty good tight ends. They have three or four good receivers. And it all goes because of Allen.
Yeah.
And he feels unstoppable at this point in time.
Yeah. No, he does. I mean, I think he's better than
the last 2 weeks, 42 against the Rams, they lost, and 48 against the Lions.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's going to come down to, like, is there a defense out there that can kind of figure him out? Because he is the team. It's sort of like the Cam Newton year when Cam Newton went 15-1, won the MVP, went to the Super Bowl, but then Denver was able to figure him out, right? And, like, because he was the team. Like, he would run, he would pass. Like, if he had even, like, an off game, like, they weren't going
to
win.
Do you think Mahomes pushes it to get out there and play?
No, he shouldn't. I mean, he might, but they should take it away from him. He shouldn't play Saturday. The league is going to be like, you need to play on this Netflix game because they just gave us a ton of money. So
I think he misses a week and that's it.
That's my guess. If he doesn't play the Netflix Christmas Day game, you know something's really up.
Yeah.
But my guess is he shouldn't play Saturday. And it might be one of those things, if they didn't have a two-game lead, maybe he would. But they do have a two-game lead. So he should not play.
Kind of. They have a two-game lead, but Buffalo has the tiebreaker.
Yeah, but it's still two games.
Yeah, but it's really a one-game cushion is what I'm saying. You know, like,
but if they lose to the Texans on Saturday, they still have
another game they can afford to lose. Yeah. But your margin for error is gone, is my point. If you lose on Saturday, your margin for error is gone.
Yeah, but do you want to push the high ankle sprain and then have a short? So he's got back-to-back short weeks. Like, I'm not messing around with that.
I don't. I give Mahomes a lot of credit for pushing through it, though. You know, like, Mac Jones missed 3 weeks with a high ankle sprain. He was crying coming off the field. At least Mahomes didn't do that.
Oh, Garoppolo, remember here? I don't even know what that injury was. He couldn't even play.
Garoppolo, yeah, was that a shoulder? I forget what that was.
It was an AC joint and his non-throwing
shoulder.
Nice.
What an absolute wuss. So, like, I'd give Mahomes a lot of credit for playing through it, but would I push him if I were Casey? Probably not.
No, they shouldn't.
Probably not.
And, like, their defense is so good, like, they still might win with Carson Wentz.
I mean, you hate the Texans.
I do not. I do.
So, like, I mean, they might win anyway.
I know.
617-779-7937. We will tier off NFL teams on a Tier Tuesday that comes your way little over an hour from now. Billy Lanny with all the latest here in trending. Let's do some tiers.
Yes.
On a Tuesday.
Okay.
Christmas movies. We'll do it right after trending with Lanny.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Harry Potter, the exhibition. The Bruins' West Coast road trip continues tonight in Calgary. Bruins and Flames face off at 9 o'clock. Patriots players are off today. This Sunday, the Pats will be in Buffalo to play the Bills. This game has been flexed from a 1 p.m. start to a 4:25 start. In the Monday Night Football doubleheader, the Vikings beat the Bears 30-12, and the Falcons defeated the Vegas Raiders 15-9. And the Celtics will return to the court on Thursday night when the Seas host the Chicago Bulls. The Celtics are currently a game and a half behind the Cavaliers for the top seed in the Eastern Conference. Harry Potter the Exhibition has just added dates in Boston. Come celebrate the filmmaking magic of Harry Potter in an unforgettable, interactive way. You won't want to miss it. Here through April 27th, get your tickets before it's too late at harrypotterexhibition.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Believe it or not, Nick, this is not the version.
That's what I was just going to ask.
80,000.
There's a million of them. We ripped the Gene Autry version quite a bit.
Nice.
Quite a bit. Yeah.
Is that the one in the movie?
I don't know.
Yeah, good question.
I don't even know. It's the one in my car.
That's the one that your daughter says, play it again.
Quite a few times.
Play it again!
Quite a few times. Yeah, quite a few times. Yeah, this one. A lot of this one.
Snowman was a jolly, this is the one? Happy
soul. Yep.
Huh.
With a we hear cob pipe quite a bit. And a button quite a bit.
And two eyes made out of coal.
Huh. All right, enough of that. It's now time to tier Christmas movies, the time of the year everybody's been waiting for. We have 30 movies. So I'm aware that there are more. I am aware that there are even some that I want to tier that we're not going to. But this is a pretty good list, some old-timey classics, some newer ones, some animated ones, some not, some different versions of the same movie. So why don't we have Billy Lanny take us through it? And
I like it.
As of right now, we have 5 tiers. Again, they're fluid. They can always be added or subtracted as we go. But right now, in the top tier, we got the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Nice.
Makes sense. Did it with Thanksgiving food. Did it with Halloween candies. We have the GOAT. The second tier, major award, I want it.
But it's a major award. I want it.
So, major award, I want it. Really good movie, but not the GOAT.
Okay.
But really good movie.
Yeah.
In the middle, right now, we have Little Full, A Lot of Sap.
Looks great. Little Full, A Lot of Sap.
Little Full, A Lot of Sap. So it could be good.
Yeah, it's kind of in the middle.
It's a little full.
It's like a frisky tier. A
lot of sap in here. Yeah. A lot of sap in here. The second to last tier, Buzz, Your Girlfriend, Woof.
Buzz, Your Girlfriend, Woof.
Yeah. Buzz, Your Girlfriend, Woof. Not the worst, right? Buzz has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But Woof. So I picked Trevor Wolf.
Yeah, right. You could do worse, but not by much.
Not by much.
Right, yeah.
And the last one, we're going to go Charlie Brown Christmas Tree. Just a sad little tree. You could barely put ornaments on it.
It's like Greg's tree.
I did see Greg's tree.
You saw that on Twitch. That was underwhelming.
It was.
Underwhelming little tree.
Not really shaped like a tree, which I don't mind.
Real crooked.
We talked about this. Yeah, I don't know. They didn't have a level for that?
No.
It's all right. No. That thing's coming down. That's one where like you come back to the house later and it's like
oh man,
ornaments everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
So we're going Charlie Brown Christmas Tree last. All right, great. Billy's gonna take us through a series of films.
Okay.
All right, Bill.
Number one, Christmas Story.
Now this is very polarizing. This is some people's favorite movie. It is not my favorite movie.
Okay. So it's not the GOAT, it's a major award. I won it? Lower?
Not for me.
Where is it?
Do you like this movie?
I mean, I like it, but it's one of those that I've seen so many times, it has moved down a little bit.
I think doing the 24-hour consecutive is not doing it any favors.
Like, I don't think I certainly don't watch it every Christmas.
No.
Maybe I watch it every other or every third. I haven't watched it yet this Christmas. It's still a good movie.
Buzz, Your Girlfriend, Woof?
No.
Billy, you like this movie?
I do enjoy it.
Okay. Billy likes it.
Split the difference.
But I can deal with
Little Full
Lot of Wood.
Little Full Lot of. Okay, so you and I both want that.
Okay, well,
yeah, I vote it's a major award.
All right,
Keith wants.
I'll put it there.
Buzz, Your Girlfriend, Woof.
But it's a major award. I want it.
I think that's where it belongs.
I'll put it in major award.
It's
I want
not
it. I got outruled.
I think you're going to hear from a lot of people that it's a GOAT movie. I'm with you. It's not a GOAT
movie.
You're too low on it, though.
It's like maybe 10 days long, or maybe it's because it's on so long it feels like
so that. Here's what my issue is, and I was talking about it with Nick. I think why it's getting a bad rep is because of the 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think of how many times you flip by and you see Elf, how many times you flip by and you see Christmas Vacation, those times might outnumber the 12 times it plays on Christmas.
You might be right, but there is something off-putting about while you're watching a movie and they're like, coming up next, the same movie.
That's true.
You're like, all right, I'm going to stick around for
seven different channels.
Yeah, I'm going to stick around for more of this.
Major award. Already the text line is saying it's GOAT movie.
People
no
love
doubt.
It. Yeah, people love it. It's very polarizing.
It gets 24 hours for a reason.
Yeah,
I guess.
We're making our point by saying it's major award.
You're
I want it not
your
GOAT.
Shoot your eye out with that thing.
Yeah.
I remember. Charlie Brown Christmas.
So it's a classic, but again, I'm not like dying to watch it. And I also don't think the animation style is great for kids now. I think like if they go to watch it, they're like, what is this? What are we doing?
My kid very much enjoys Snoopy, so he likes this movie, but I little full, lot of sap.
I put that in the middle.
Yeah.
I'll put that in the middle.
It looks great. Little full, lot of sap.
It's a classic. Yeah, it's been on for a long time. My instinct is to maybe even put it a little lower, but let's put it there.
All right, we'll put it there for now.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Bad Santa.
I love Bad Santa. Bad Santa is hilarious.
Bad
now,
Santa is. Can we put it on GOAT tier, though?
It's, yeah, I think so.
I would
I
put
think Bad Santa is one of the great
I like it very much.
Of all time. Bad Santa 2 stinks.
Thurman Merman. I've not seen Bad Santa 2.
I'm going to do Bad Santa 2. It's in that long line of comedy sequels that didn't work. But this is, Thurman Merman.
I'm gonna.
Hey, you want me to make you some sandwiches? How much lettuce do you want?
Fix you some sandwiches.
I don't know, man. It's the regular amount.
I'm going to go Major Award. I want it. Maybe I could be talked into.
Go. Billy, where do you go?
Billy, break the tie.
Break the tie.
Yeah, no, Major Award, I want
it. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
But it's a Major Award. I want it.
There's more movies that I want to put above it coming up.
All right, I just think it's fantastic.
It is very funny.
And every time you watch it, you laugh.
If I could choose that or A Christmas Story, I am watching this.
One of the greatest scenes of all time in any movie is when he eats all the candies out of the advent calendar and then he fills them back up and Thurman Merman opens it up. He's like, there's an aspirin in this one. He goes, they can't all be winners.
Yeah, it's a good message.
I like that. That's true.
Elf.
So that's GOAT.
Elf has got to be GOAT.
Elf has to be GOAT.
Yeah, I'll put Elf in the GOAT tier.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That has to be up there.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
I mean, GOAT.
No.
Dude, Ernest, Jim Varney, the late great?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jim Varney?
I'm aware
we know
Ernest.
All the Ernest movies are excellent in their own way.
Okay.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
Define excellent.
Fun. Well acted.
In fairness.
He talks to the camera sometimes. I don't know who Vern is. I guess we're Vern. Are we all Vern?
I don't know. I'm not catching the reference. It's been a while since I've seen
this movie. You haven't seen these Ernest movies?
I've seen it, but not for a while.
I think me and Davey did a standalone on Dork about this.
When was Ernest really hot in the streets? 80s?
Early 90s?
Yeah.
I did enjoy the jail one because there were two.
The jail one was good. Ernest Scared Stupid. You had Ernest Goes to Camp.
My instinct is Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf. That's my instinct.
Dude, you're out of your mind.
Keith, you're saying GOAT?
I'm saying GOAT tier for Ernest.
Billy?
I'm team Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf.
Yeah.
But I could settle for a little full lot of sap.
Yeah, you guys are underselling it.
Nick, have you ever seen any of these Ernest movies?
I've watched all of them maybe once when I was growing up. I don't remember any of them.
Did you love them?
No, I saw them once.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So we're going with little full lot of sap. That feels high, but we can put it there.
It looks great. Little full, lot of sap.
When are they going to put the Ernest collection on 4K? That's what I want to know. I need to get this.
The streets are buzzing with that.
I need to get this under the tree this
year. We've all been waiting for it. Yes, okay.
It's so good.
Four Christmases.
So this is a movie I wanted to like. So this is Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, I don't think
John
I've seen
Favreau.
It.
It's not good. I saw it in the theater.
Okay.
I'm a big Vince Vaughn fan. Yep. I was like, all right, Christmas movie with Vince Vaughn. So Four Christmases. So both their parents are divorced. So they're like, we're going to see your mom and your dad. We're going to see my mom and my dad. So they have to go everywhere. That's a good idea.
Christmas tree.
I would think it's more Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf.
Okay, Buzz Your Girlfriend. I'll defer to you on this.
Just because it's
maybe I've seen
Vince
it in passing.
Buzz
like
Your Girlfriend Wolf
on TV. Maybe I've seen it. In passing.
Yeah, no, it was very disappointing.
Okay,
yeah.
Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf.
Okay,
hey, another Vince Vaughn Christmas movie, Fred Claus.
I think it's the same, or maybe even Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown
Fred
Christmas
Claus
tree?
Is rough.
Let's put it down there.
Did you see this one, Bill?
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
Who's there?
You want to go Buzz Your Girlfriend then?
I would go Buzz Your Girlfriend.
Okay.
Wolf.
Somebody was requesting on the text line earlier the song Fred Claus, I thought. Isn't
really?
Isn't there a Fred Claus song?
I don't know about that. Santa's brother, Fred?
I think there was a song
Claus?
From the movie with like another banger.
Biscuit?
That went
Younger
hard.
Brother?
Yeah, maybe.
Older brother.
Let's put it, where are we settling?
Buzz Your Girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wolf.
Put Fred right. there. Yeah.
Friday After Next.
Great. Great movie.
Is it a Christmas movie?
It's absolutely a Christmas movie.
Is it?
Yeah. They're out on their luck. The security jobs aren't going great for Ice Cube and Day-Day. This one I would say is probably a little full, a lot of sap. It's not as good as Next Friday, but it's worth a rewatch, and it's very funny.
I need to rewatch that as well, along with Ernest, because Friday and Next Friday I'm pretty good on.
You
Friday
don't
after
need to
next,
rewatch Ernest, it's fine.
Yes, he does.
Friday after next,
it's probably on Tubi.
Little full, lot of sap.
Yeah, I'll put Friday after next there.
Good spot.
I think that's fine.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right, Frosty the Snowman. Now this is the one, Jones, you were asking about. That's Jimmy Durante's version of Frosty.
Got it. Yes. I mean,
I've seen it a lot this last couple of weeks.
Here's why
it's really good. It's a tight 25 minutes.
I'm going to put it on Major Award. I want it because I do prefer it to the Charlie Brown Christmas story.
Yeah, it's definitely better than that
movie. You want to put it on GOAT?
It's borderline. It's borderline GOAT. It's borderline GOAT.
Billy break the tie. I say Major Award.
I would keep it as borderline GOAT.
It's GOAT.
Put it on the GOAT.
Let's GOAT it up.
Pop it up there.
Let's GOAT it up. Now I mentioned this on the Dork podcast, but there is gotta be a deleted scene out there somewhere.
Yeah.
An extended cut for Frosty the Snowman. So it goes from, this is a spoiler for Frosty, but it goes from Frosty and Karen locked up in the greenhouse with the magician like laughing maniacally.
Yeah. And Frosty melts.
Yeah, but that cuts to a pile of water and Karen crying.
Yeah.
There's gotta be like
you want to see him melt.
A 30-minute scene of him screaming to death. Slowly, and the magician watching it,
and Karen
being like, "What do I do? What
Karen's
do I do?"
Just, how old is she? She's got to be.
She's in grade school.
Six.
She's like first, second grade.
Yeah. Traumatized for the rest of her
life.
Exactly.
I was like traumatized watching that.
Maybe she overacted a little bit. They had to cut it out
because it'd be like the equivalent of him burning to death.
Classic overacting by Karen.
Yeah, way to go, Karen. Yeah. Going for the awards, Karen.
Yeah,
huh?
I get a little
going
too
for
much.
A Golden Globe there.
Yeah,
Karen?
Seriously. Yeah, but
I just want to see the house fall.
No, but Keith is right. That is the equivalent of being burned alive to a snowman.
And they cut away from it. And he's like a puddle with a hat. You're like, no, he started out as a guy just sweating, and then he was a puddle with a hat.
So you want to see the director's cut.
I think there's got to be, release the Snyder
cut. Unrated version.
On Frosty unrated. And extended. Let's see it. Frosty. I'll put it in GOAT, though, for all those reasons.
Gremlins.
Gremlins to me, GOAT.
The GOAT!
Gremlins is incredible. It's a Christmas gift. It's a Christmas movie. There's Christmas music in it. There's all the decorations going on.
Corey Feldman dresses a tree.
Thank you.
You're saying GOAT or you're saying Major Award?
I'm saying Major Award.
That's what I would say. I think we got to pop it down.
Fine.
But it's a Major Award. I want it.
Me and Billy are fairly aligned on these.
Yeah, you guys kind of are.
We're really.
I kind of love all these.
We're really boxing
finally finding common ground.
Yeah, Keith has 30 movies on the go tier.
Yeah, pretty much.
We get it. You like Christmas.
You like Christmas movies. Every Christmas movie's
they're
goat.
All pretty great.
Yeah.
Looking at it.
What else?
Home Alone.
So that's GOAT.
That's an obvious. That's an obvious GOAT.
It is my favorite Christmas movie, greatest Christmas movie of all time, my opinion. I would put that on the go.
My favorite, actually, I'll get to it later.
And like we mentioned yesterday, you could watch it in July.
Yes, Home Alone's.
You know what I mean? There's not many of these ones.
It is a year-round film. Yep. My wife does agree with Christian Gonzalez, Home Alone 2 greater than.
Okay.
Which I disagree
Speaking
with.
Of.
Speaking of the devil, Home Alone 2.
It's a major award.
Yeah,
I want it.
I go one notch below. I think it's excellent. It's an easy back-to-back watch.
If you want to goat them both, I wouldn't bat an eye, but to prove a point that Home Alone is better, I would drop it down a tier, yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, Grinch, live action, Jim Carrey.
So this one, it's funny.
I've never seen it.
My daughters both love Grinch.
Yeah.
They love the old one, which we'll get to, and they love the new one, the new animated one. We'll get to that.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh, that's on the list. Okay,
good. Yeah, we'll get to both of them. This one, she watched once, and she's like, don't want to watch it again.
It looks scary.
It's kind of off-putting. So I think this is Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf.
Even Charlie Brown Christmas.
You want to go Charlie Brown
it's
Christmas?
It's been out that long. I've never seen it.
All right, let's go Charlie Brown Christmas. I'm fine with that.
There's two
I did not
like.
Care for it.
Let's put it down there.
Yep.
Is that the only one we have in that tier? We need
right
something
now.
Down
yeah,
there. Yeah, we need something
That's
there.
It.
All right, the original Grinch.
Original Grinch is at least major award, possibly GOAT.
I think you could put it up on GOAT.
I would put it up on GOAT.
I think you got to put it up on GOAT.
Because
you watch it every single
Correct.
Year.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. GOAT
Plus,
that.
It's a quick half hour.
Yeah. Oh, you're in and out. 23
right.
minutes,
and
whatever it is.
Frosty or Grinch? Grinch.
Honestly, we have a lot of double feature in our house.
Really?
We usually watch them both.
Nice.
Yeah, back to back. I'd probably go Grinch a little bit better.
Same.
I'm gonna spend Christmas with the Keefe family.
He's got all these movies on. Nonstop.
Everything's awesome. Uh-huh. There's always double features.
There's eggnog flowing.
Too much Ernest.
Perfectly shaped tree.
Yep.
Too
much Ernest. That the
definitely too much Ernest.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, then the Grinch, the Benedict Cumberbatch version.
This is really good.
So I also like it. Major award?
Yes.
Okay, good.
A major award. I want it.
It's
That's
like
be the new goat drop. For
I laugh every time.
It's like a Grinch origin story.
Daniel, you say you want it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
It is.
My daughter's like, I think I like the Grinch, is what she told me.
Yeah.
She's like, I kind of get why he's like this.
You feel for his Grinchy ways a little bit.
It's like rooting for Scarface.
It is.
It is.
And you leave the movie like, why did I cheer for that guy?
Yeah.
They also have a new Tyler, the Creator, does a Grinch version, which is pretty good.
I was actually thinking about it. Let's add that to our request list. That is a good version of the Grinch. Yes,
I
agree.
Tyler, the Creator's terrible.
Well,
fine.
But this song is good.
Play the song, Nick.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what else?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Ugh.
It's
a good movie. I don't want to watch it, but right, I acknowledge it's a good movie.
We'll throw it a major award.
Fine.
Because it is like...
It's old, it's depressing.
It is sad.
A major award. I want it.
The guy was going to kill himself.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a great... Yeah. It's a tough go.
But it is a good movie.
It's a great
movie.
And
we've all watched it, I don't even know how many times in my life. So, I'll acknowledge it's a good movie and put it in major award.
Okay.
But, like, I never see it again, I'd be fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jingle All the Way.
This is the Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's pretty bad. I would put
Christmas
it.
Christmas Tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's pop it down.
I'd put it down there.
Let's fill that tear up.
Yeah.
Krampus.
Krampus is fun. I mentioned this in my horror movies. So Black Christmas, not on this list. The original Black Christmas is great. I would consider that GOAT.
Maybe the GOAT.
Not on here. Krampus, I think you could argue between the second and third major award, I want it, or a little full, a lot of sap.
Billy, maybe have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay, me
Nick,
neither.
What do you think of Krampus?
I would go a little full, a lot of sap.
That's fine.
Okay,
Put
it there, right
full,
in the middle.
A lot of sap.
I like it.
Love Actually.
My wife loves this movie.
Which one is this? I get some of these. I get like the
dude from Walking Dead is in
Holiday
it.
Holiday and some of
the,
I get all these
mixed
up.
The kid who sings a song.
Is it locally based?
Is it which one?
Is it based in this area? Is that?
No, I think it's in England.
What movie
isn't
am I
it?
Thinking of?
You're thinking of The Holiday?
That's what I just watched that recently. That is based.
Love Actually is Hugh Grant, Emma Thompson, Colin Firth, Liam Neeson,
so
Keira Knightley, Bill Nighy. It's like that one. It's a
like
it's
quirky accents.
It's a rom-com.
Buzz Your Girlfriend.
An English.
Let's buzz it.
You want to do Buzz?
Where do you want it?
I would put it more in the middle, but that's fine.
Okay.
Buzz Your Girlfriend. Woof.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Ugh. I would Christmas Tree. Don't need to see it.
I don't love it either.
So there's like the original version, and then there's the one with the girl from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, I was going to say the girl from Matilda, I think. Yeah. But yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire, you're right. Yeah, I don't need to watch the original
Should
or the
Should we put
the
them
remake.
Both in Charlie Brown?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Goat.
Yeah, I can
maybe
meet
its
you
on own. Maybe its own tier.
I can meet you on Goat.
The Goat's Goat.
Now, this is where you're getting a little too strong. But yeah, I could go Goat on that.
I mention this every year, but my favorite Christmas movie is actually A Muppet Family Christmas, which was a TV movie that came out in 1987. You can find it like on YouTube now. The Sesame Street characters are there, the Fraggles are there, and the Muppets. They're at Fozzie's mom's house.
Wow.
Unbelievable film.
Just well done.
That would be my son last week.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I saw you on Instagram. That
yeah,
was great.
I posted a photo of him.
Did he like it?
He absolutely, like, he loved all the characters, but he lost his mind when the Sesame Street people showed up.
It's mind-blowing because it's like, you're not ready for that as a kid. You're like, this is a Muppet show. I like Muppets.
So that hasn't been re-released. Why? It's going to be a copyright thing?
Yeah, and even some versions, they cut out some of the songs that they don't have the copyright to. It's a whole copyright thing. There was like a DVD version of it that was so expensive because like there's probably not many made, but there are like 4K versions on YouTube.
You can get on YouTube. The one I watched the other day had like the original commercials.
That's
in
pretty
it, so
fun.
That was even better because it was like, wow, I remember. I kind of remember that commercial.
Yep. Muppet Christmas Carol.
Awesome.
Goat. I like it.
Yep.
Christmas Vacation.
Probably also Goat.
Probably. It's another one where I feel
I feel
similar to this with A Christmas Story, to be honest. But
Oversaturation.
We can put it on Goat.
It's great, though.
It's one of the most quotable Christmas movies.
It is. It's a good movie.
It's
not saying it's a bad movie. It's a little oversaturation. But okay, fine, Goat.
A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Good movie.
Yeah.
A little full, a lot of sap.
Yeah. A little full. A lot of sap.
You want higher?
No, I want it. This movie's got an identity crisis. Are you Halloween
what is
or
it?
Are you Christmas?
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
A
little of this, a little of that.
Yeah, that's why it's mid-tier.
Yep. Mid-tier. Office Christmas Party.
This wasn't great. This was Jason Bateman, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It was all right. I think it had some laughs in it, but
what does that mean?
Yeah, that's what
a couple of laughs means. It's not the worst,
not
but
good
it's
enough.
Down there. Yeah.
Not good enough.
Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's Goat.
The Goat!
This is one I was waiting for. You're hesitant over there.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah, 100%. Rudolph, Frosty, Grinch. Like, they're all must-watch every year.
Those are Goats.
Yep.
And they're quick. To Billy's point, they're quick.
Oh, yeah.
Scrooged.
Oh, I like Scrooged.
The Bill Murray Scrooged? I don't think it's GOAT for me, major but I would go next.
Yeah. Major award. I want it.
Scrooge is great.
Yeah, Scrooge is great.
Yeah, I like that.
Polar Express.
Ugh.
Charlie Brown Christmas Tree.
Yeah, maybe.
Good book, and I like Robert Zemeckis, but it just, the animation's weird.
My
so
kid,
weird.
Uncanny Valley, that.
My kid really likes
Which
it.
One?
My kid really likes it. In
he
fact,
does?
Yeah, we were at
it's
a
scary
we
to
were
me.
At a holiday party over the weekend. We shoved all the kids in front of the TV.
And they watched it?
This is what they picked. I'm like, this is scary.
You got a bunch of it's lunatics. Lifeless.
They like it, but yeah, I would.
You put all those kids on a watch list.
I don't.
The same as the Jim Carrey Christmas Carol.
Charlie Brown Christmas Tree. Like yeah, I'm out. That looks scary. This is scary.
I'm out.
Give me humans or give me animation.
Yes.
Unless you're Roger Rabbit, don't mix them.
Pick a lane.
The Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus I like.
You do?
Yeah.
Not GOAT, though.
No. Major award?
But it's a major award. I won it.
Yeah.
Little Full Lot of Sap, I would listen on, but yeah.
I'll give you that.
No, Charlie's a terrible kid.
I personally would. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, he doesn't listen at all.
True. No.
True. Like, how many times did, like, Scott Calvin tell him something and he just ignored it?
Well, he's broken home.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I
feel a little bad for him, yeah.
Give me the line.
Okay.
What do we settle on Taylor, though?
What do we settle on? Major Christmas award?
We
put that in major award I wanted.
Good. Yeah.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Don't think I've seen it.
I would say Buzz Your Girlfriend, probably.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Buzz Your Girlfriend. Woof.
Uh-huh.
All right, so that's it with the list I have. I don't know if there's any add-ins you're getting online.
You mentioned your... What about the always controversial Die Hard?
Oh, not a Christmas movie. So I think it's properly not mentioned in this list, but go ahead.
It's a Christmas movie.
Didn't I say it?
No.
I didn't say it number four. How did I skip it? I must have scratched
it. I thought you were saving it to the end, so I didn't say it.
Oh, no, I just went by the list I got. So, yeah, so Die Hard.
Not a Christmas movie.
I think it
should be on the list.
Christmas Party. Pretty controversial.
If we're allowing it.
Christmas music.
I think you can
Christmas
put it.
Christmas music. Thank you, Nick.
I think
going
you put
home
it
to
pretty
see
high,
his family.
You can put it pretty high up. It's a great movie.
I'll throw on GOAT.
Then Rocky IV is a Christmas movie.
Rocky IV is. Iron Man 3 is.
We're opening up. No,
there's
no,
a whole.
Exactly.
No,
that's what happens, though, when you say Die Hard. So where
Lethal Weapon is.
Where do we put Die Hard?
Lethal Weapon is.
If it's allowed, it has to be a GOAT.
No, it's on the list. You can put it up there.
Yeah.
It's GOAT.
Okay.
All right, so this is what we have. For GOAT, we have Elf, Frosty, Home Alone, Grinch, original. Muppet Christmas Carol, Christmas Vacation, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Die Hard.
It's a lot of GOAT movies.
It's eight.
That's busy.
Not bad. Major award, I won it. Christmas Story, Bad Santa, Gremlins, Home Alone 2, The New Grinch, It's a Wonderful Life, Scrooged, and The Santa Claus.
It's a good tier.
That is a good tier. Little Full Lot of Sap will be playing at my house. Ernest Saves Christmas.
This is where he put all the Keith movies that he liked too much.
Friday After Next, Krampus, A Nightmare Before Christmas, and Charlie Brown Christmas.
I don't know that I'll watch hardly any of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buzz Your Girlfriend, Woof, Four Christmases, Fred Claus, Love Actually, Office Christmas Party, and Christmas with the Cranks, and Charlie Brown Christmas, The Jim Carrey Grinch, Jingle All the Way, both Miracle on 34th Street, and The Polar Express.
That's a good team.
That's a good. That's, nice. I think we nailed it.
Good work. I will never listen to Jones again based on his Christmas Vacation take.
There you go.
You know, it was a brave thing. Someone had to say it. Mm-hmm. More thoughts on your Christmas movie tiers. You can jump in 617-779-7937. We also have Tommy Curran at High Noon. Stay tuned.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Some good requests from Keefe.
Yeah, these are
Goldfinger?
Good. Oh, these, yeah, Goldfinger. They did like a mini album. They have four Christmas songs that I'm aware of. This is my favorite. This gets a lot of spins in the car as well. So we'll mix up Frosty with the girls and we'll play this.
Oh, with the girls.
They like it.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe once you drop them off.
No.
At school, then you just crank this
they,
on your own.
They like this one too. They get excited about it. So
I'll tell you what. I'm not sure if the people like the Christmas movie tiers or not. They're up now.
It's mixed.
At Keefe 21.
Mixed Nuts, another one that we didn't include.
Oh, we did not get to mix
Steve
Nuts.
Steve Martin.
But Keefe tweeted those out. At Keefe 21, at Jones and Keefe as well on Twitter and Instagram. Our Christmas movie tiers. We will do our traditional NFL tiers coming up about a half an hour from now. We have Tommy Curran at High Noon, so stay tuned for it here on Jones and Keefe. Jan is in Haverhill. Hello, Jan.
Hi.
Hey.
I just want to wish you and Keith a Merry Christmas and New Year.
Oh,
well, thank you
Merry
very
Christmas
much, Jan.
To you, Jan, and a happy, happy New Year.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Jan.
All right.
Right to the point. I like
Excellent.
That.
Excellent. Call of the week.
That was like...
Cracker.
That was like a Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
yep.
Like in, out, crisp.
Sometimes less is more.
I like that.
That's what I'm hoping for anyway.
Happy, 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 Jan.
Goat call?
Goat call.
Yeah.
Sean's in Buffalo. Hello, Sean.
I'm Sean from Buffalo, but I live in Massachusetts.
Okay.
You guys forgot Bad Santa on your terrible movie list.
It was we did not.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
We did not.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is a Thanksgiving movie. Yeah.
And Bad Santa's on there.
But it's a major award. I won it.
You guys didn't listen to the best.
Huh? Oh, we didn't have it on the goat
tier. You didn't listen. Yeah, definitely goat tier. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Okay, well, Keith, I argued Keith for wanted it on the
I
goat
did.
Tier.
I did. It was on the second tier down, though.
Planes, but Trains, and Automobiles?
It's a Thanksgiving movie. He came in kind of hot. People are very opinionated about the movies, which I appreciate.
How about Tarek in Boston?
Well, I'm just a little confused how you can miss out on Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd and not mention Trading Places.
Because it's not a Christmas movie.
Mm.
This is why...
But that's another thing, though.
This is why you open it up...
It might be.
It's not... If you're going to say Die Hard is one, that this takes place, a major part of this movie is based around Christmas.
Yes. Yeah, true.
Yeah, right. A major part of the movie is based around Christmas. It's not a Christmas movie.
I'll be honest. I basically just went to Tier Maker and found one that had a bunch of movies on there. That wasn't even
one
of the movies on there.
We knew this was coming. Before we even saw the segment, between segments, we said there's going to be people.
And I even admitted, like, there are some that I wanted that weren't even on there.
Show vote.
Yeah.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Yes?
Yes.
Nick?
Yes.
Billy?
No.
No. But this is
a
good...
We need a fifth to break the tie. Find the guy in the hallway.
I think this is better. It is that split. Yeah. I do not... But when you bring Die Hard in as a Christmas movie, I think that's how Billy feels.
Oh, the floodgates open.
The floodgates are wide open.
The whole thing takes place at Christmas.
Oh,
it's
this
not
movie,
just a part of
this
the movie
had a Christmas tree in it, so it's a Christmas movie.
But it could have been set at any time of year.
Is there a Christmas song? I started watching Carry On last night, which is a...
I heard it was good.
I'm like halfway through. I started really late. Jason Bateman and Taron Egerton. It's on Netflix. It's called Carry On, but takes place around Christmas. Like, there's Christmas music playing right off the rip.
Takes place around Christmas. Christmas is not central to the theme.
So I think this would be the same argument. Yeah. I haven't finished the movie, so I don't know if they like open presents, but to this point, it doesn't seem like it feels like it could have taken place somewhere else.
Kat was watching The Mistletoes last night. You know what that is?
Mistletoes?
A Christmas movie. Specifically around. It's a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Forgot is the Claymation Animation Christmas special with the California Raisins.
Dude, that is one of the all-time greats.
That's another one I have to YouTube.
That was 1987. That was on the same time, I believe, as Muppet Family Christmas. They have the Bells, which is one of the funniest things ever. The California Raisins, which was good. They have the Camels.
So singing. It's better than the Star Wars Christmas special.
It's significantly better than the Star Wars Christmas special. Yeah, check out I think it's just called Claymation Christmas.
One more of these. Charlie's in Boston.
It's been
Hello,
a good
Charlie?
Run of calls here.
Hey, boys. Great tears. Have any of you guys seen Klaus on Netflix yet?
Klaus?
You know what? I've
the
seen
vampire
it.
From Russell? The vampire from the Vampire
No,
Diaries?
No, no. It's got like a weird... Is it the one that has like a strange animation?
Yeah, but it's so good. It's easy goat tier. It hasn't really been discovered yet. But it's about this failed mailman who moves to the north and meets a toy maker named Klaus.
Newman.
And it's unbelievable. And it's J.K. Simmons and Klaus. It's really good. Watch it on Netflix, and you'll find it easy goat tier. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, a future goat.
The goat!
Yeah, it came out in 2019.
Okay.
That's
finding its footing.
Jason Schwartzman. Norm MacDonald.
I like Norm MacDonald.
Rashida Jones.
The late Norm MacDonald. Wow.
Joan Cusack.
Good
J.K.
cast.
Simmons that he
Loaded
mentioned.
Staff.
Yeah. That is good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got like a different kind of animation style, but all right, I'll add it to the queue.
All right. Get that in the queue there, Keith.
Very good.
Again, those are
at
Keith21, are a double tier Tuesday. We got Christmas movies. We'll tear off NFL teams coming up here about a half an hour from now. Stay tuned. We got Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday. Oh, and big thanks to D'Angelo's. On a D'Angelo's Tuesday, dropping off another delicious lunch. You deserve a serious lunch upgrade. Get it. At D'Angelo's with their grilled sandwiches. What do we got? Like a steak bomb today?
Steak bomb.
Nice.
Steak bomb.
One giant one that we've all divvied up.
Slam that down.
Squirreled away.
That's right.
And are making sure no one, I think I got a pretty large piece, actually, which I feel pretty good about.
Good for you.
But large or small, D'Angelo's. Great lunch spot every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll talk to Tommy Curran next.